I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Getting the COVID-19 vaccine and the flu vaccine during pregnancy can protect pregnant women from infection and can also help protect the newborn baby after birth. Dr. Rebecca Wineland is here to provide details about these vaccines during pregnancy. Dr. Wineland is an assistant professor of maternal-fetal medicine, and she's an obstetrician who specializes in treating high-risk pregnancies at MUSC. Dr. Wineland, what are the recommendations concerning getting the flu vaccine and COVID-19 vaccine or boosters for women who are pregnant?
We recommend that all pregnant women receive an up-to-date influenza vaccine and COVID vaccine in pregnancy. We know that due to pregnancy changes of the heart, lung, and immune system, that pregnant women are really susceptible to severe illness from flu and COVID.
Well, what is known about the safety, but also the effectiveness of both of these vaccines for pregnant women?
Thankfully, pregnant women have the same immune response and protection these vaccines as non-pregnant patients. Millions of women have received the flu vaccine, so we have excellent safety data. There is no increased risk of harm to the mom or unborn baby, only truly significant benefit. The COVID vaccine has also been studied in pregnancy through multiple large studies, and there's no evidence of harm to the pregnant mother, the unborn baby, or the newborn. And there's no evidence that the flu or COVID vaccine can cause infertility.
Tell us more details about why getting the flu vaccine is especially important during pregnancy.
So when a pregnant woman gets the flu shot, her risk of hospitalization due to flu complications decreases by 40%. And usually these complications deal with respiratory failure, even needing ICU care or mechanical breathing. But another great benefit is that the newborn is also protected from flu complications in the first few months of life.
Tell us more details about why getting the COVID-19 vaccine is especially important during pregnancy.
So after receiving the COVID vaccine, protective antibodies have been documented in the placental system. And most importantly, not only will it protect the mom against severe illness, it also protects the baby against COVID disease in the first 6 months of life.
When should pregnant women get these two vaccines?
So vaccination is safe anytime in pregnancy, including prior to conception, postpartum, or even when breastfeeding. The timing is usually going to be during flu season, which yearly starts around September, and it's still not too late currently in November or December to get vaccinated today. The bivalent COVID vaccine now includes the Omicron variant and is recommended if your last COVID vaccine dose was at least 2 months ago.
I understand a whooping cough vaccine is also recommended during pregnancy.
Sure. So the CDC recommends the Tdap vaccine, which is tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis, to be given in the early third trimester for all pregnant women, even if they've gotten the vaccine last year. And the reason for this is that it is helping to protect the unborn baby against pertussis, also known as whooping cough, since that has been increasing in the United States because immunity after vaccination decreases over time. And vaccination of the mother during pregnancy, you know, protects the newborn, especially in those first 3 months of life.
Dr. Wineland, thanks for this update about these vaccine recommendations during pregnancy.
Thanks, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.